Blog Talk Radio.
The best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. The Silver Fox makes the best coffee in the whole world. And we're just back from working out, so if you don't mind, come on, pick up your coffee cup. Let's have a slurp. Excusez-moi. Oh, man, that's good. Hi there. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And today's show, The Titanic of the Ancient World. The Titanics of the Ancient World. History's most impressive hoard of ancient Greek artifacts include numerous terracotta lamps, glass vessels, coins, jewelry, and statues. Oh, if only these artifacts could talk, what stories they would tell. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 2,000 years just for one night. Yesterday we did the world of Jesus. Surprisingly, archaeological finds in Galilee, by the way, Galilee is a lake, are breaking new ground in our understanding of Jesus' time. Now, what happened yesterday? I got so into the show, I didn't give out my website. So if you'll bear with me, you could call in 347-637-3789. The show is archived, so if I'm talking too fast, you could always log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the dates this month. It's been eclectic. It's been controversial, but never, never boring. Now, yesterday I invited you to weigh in and give me your thoughts on the topic. The biblical time of Jesus. Was he Jewish? I don't know. There's so much about the life of Jesus that I don't understand it. I don't know. And I was raised a Catholic. But I do believe in the higher power. And come on, I know that all of you do too. If you have a story, and I'm only offering this for the month of January 2016, the year to reign supreme, what story do you have? It has to be nonfiction. It has to be a true story. You know, we did Breaking Out on Tuesday. And what true story do you have to share? And here, these are two guys that are still in jail. But they turned their life around. Change is constant, but I'll come back to change. Get your pen and pad out. Get the mirror out. Hold up the mirror. Look at yourself and say, man, I am amazing. I am marvelous. I'm in a state of gratitude. I'm in a state of happiness, feeling good now and being in joy now. If you ain't going to do it now, when you're going to do it? You know, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it, toots. Darlings, this is it. No do-overs. Now, you could call in 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on to the website. SimplyAgeless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Pageants, performances, and don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. The Bard. The Bard means a poet. Even though Willie Shakes was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same things found in the great soul songs written 450 years later. He has a birthday this year. Well, he has one every year. I believe it's April 26th. James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Absolutely no one in the world has thought of pairing them. I had an epiphany. Roger thought I inhaled, but he's just brilliant. He's a vocalist and a performance artist. So be sure that you click on the video and then, darling, scroll down the books. The Elixir of Youth, Sea Cadets of a Spring Chicken, they're my secret. No costly equipment, no costly operations. We're going to move the toxins out of your body. And we're going to keep the blood circulation. That's the river of your life, your blood. How healthy is it? Get the book. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better, longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. And then you have to decide, how do you want to look in 5 months, 10 months, 5 years, 10 years? You see, I will not allow glamour to be taken out of aging. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. You want to see some true beauties? Log on pageants.com, and you'll see age has nothing to do with it. It's all about choices. It's all about you willing to make a change. Can you shift your strategies to accommodate that change? I don't know. No guts, no glory. The book is self-published. It's available only through Kathy Watson. You can get it as an e-book or a soft copy. Then scroll down, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. We bared our soul. You're not in this life alone. Unless you choose to be. Remember, choice, 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 choice. You'll love our stories. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll embrace us. And it's not a coffee table book. You keep it on your desk where you could get it whenever you need it. Or if a friend needs it. They're marvelous gifts. The four books that I'm involved in, marvelous gifts. Choices available at authorhouse.com. I believe it's an e-book, soft copy, and hard copy. And, of course, you could always get in touch with me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, if you need any clarity on anything. Or you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Now scroll down. Let's skip The Heart of the Lion now, because I'm staying with nonfiction. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Hey, did you take out time to write a chapter about what made a difference in your life that could help other people? Well, have you? I don't think you did. But we did. 101 of us took out the time to share the abyss we went through to help you. That's available at Amazon.com in self-growth. Now, just back up a little bit. The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa. Traversing the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara. Being at the beautiful Country Club Lodge of Bill Holden. Oh, going on the animal hunts, sightings. No, this was photography. We don't hunt. We just hunt out. We find the best animals to take photos of early in the morning and late in the afternoon. Because you see, during the day, from about 10 until 4, they're sleeping. It's too hot. You know, they do have a brain, a cell, a working. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Ah, thousands of shows, millions of listeners. You can't be bored. Did you want your own show? You know, you could have it. All you have to do is get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. We talked earlier about change. Yes, I know. We'll get back to what the scientists, when the scientists searched the wine dark sea for a ship that sank 2,000 years ago. They believed. Are you ready for this? That this ship carried what is believed to be the world's first computer. By the way, I subscribe to the Smithsonian magazine. Oh, they're just awesome. They are just awesome. So thank you, Smithsonian. And then we're going to talk about the return of the big cat, how an American scientist is helping the endangered animal claw its way back from the brink. You see, we're never at a loss for topics. It's eclectic, meaning that it's varied. But can you imagine finding the remains of a ship that sank 2,000 years ago that carried what is to be believed the world's first computer? Oh, that is awesome. Absolutely awesome. But let's talk about change for a little while, and then I'll get back to the Titanics. Didn't you love that show? And then there, what movie? And then there was another one, Listania. Can you imagine being on the ship that was never supposed to sink? And not too many survived. You know, change happens. And I love change. Did I always love change? No. It scared me half to death. When I finally got the aha that out of any chaos we can produce harmony, I'm always renewed with change. It's a new beginning because, you see, I'm climbing higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter. Come soar with me. Can you imagine finding a ship carried what is to believe the world's first computer? I don't know what their mindset was 2,000 years ago. I don't know how they interpreted chaos. Did they feel they were chaotic? Did they feel that they were in an upset? You know, I don't know. I just don't know. But can you imagine what the scientists must have felt when they discovered a ship 2,000 years ago? I live in Chicagoland, and in one of the papers, they found another sunken ship. Huh. I wonder what it was. I didn't clip out the article because I was getting ready to come in and to do the show. But wouldn't you love to be part of the findings? What on earth did they find? Now, let's do a little review. On Tuesday, we did the breaking out story. What are you holding on to? You're living a life of regret? Huh. What true story do you have to share? And then yesterday, the world of Jesus. And today, the Titanic, of the ancient world. And tomorrow, the vanishing woman, Amelia Earhart. Where is she? What happened to her? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, get your pen and pad out, because on February 14th, I'm going to step up to the challenge, the Fight for Air Climb. It is the Oakbrook Terrace Tower, and it's only 30 flights. But I have to admit, I don't know what I did to my left knee, but I have a nice big ice pack on it now. And tomorrow I will give you the information on fundraising. Oh, be still my heart. I would love to see, doesn't matter how much, because you see, I do this for the people who can't climb. They can't do anything. They're gone. They would do anything to get their last cigarette. One is John, my brother, and Marge, my sister. And every time I see someone inhale, it hurts my chest. But I'm going to digress for a moment and introduce you to manly men. I really want you to feel the energy. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I think of them more as my partners. Ironworkers and Impact. Titanics, bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a better informed world. They work hand in glove. Yeah, you didn't know that. Well, you're going to find out about them right now. You see, I married an ironworker. What an interesting life. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on, impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the trades. Do you want a job or a career? Did you know ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org and see if this is your mission in life. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers so that you could acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. You didn't know they were very artistic, did you? I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. You have to qualify. And imagine for 3 to 4 years, 3 or 4 years, you're learning your trade, your passion, and you're getting paid, your health insurance kicks in, and so does your pension. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they stood on top of the mountain. They had their Olympic gold in their hand. Nationally, they took the gold medal award for excellence. Are you bored and lonely? Why? Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA. Do you have a little issue with money or taxes or whatever's happening in your life? You could email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. And I did tell you earlier, didn't you, didn't I, about the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. As long as you're taking space, taking up space on this planet Earth, what are you doing with it? Would you mind telling me? What are you doing with it? You know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. I have this incredible cream. It's 2 ounces. What a difference it will make on how you look. I don't know, but are you one of these that you don't care? You know, in the deep, deep, deep recesses of your soul, I don't believe you for 1 minute. Of course you care about how you look. But are you lazy? You just don't want to take out the time to invest in you? Because you see, octogenarians, the 80-plus, are shaping the world. And when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. See, because it's of a spring chicken. And the product, 2 ounces, is only available through me. No one else can get it. It is mine, along with my associate, who I believe she developed the product. You know how to get in touch with me. And as long as you're going to take up time, let me tell you, when the kids flew the coop, oh, I have to tell you this. I'm feeding my little fat birds on my balcony. I have never seen such tubby tubas, but they are so cute. I just adore having them there. But when our birds flew the coop, Watson and I sat down and we had a conversation with each other. Look, as long as we have to look at each other, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I didn't plan on lunch, but he retired and now it's okay because he has other things that keep him busy. Leo Buscaglia said, no, Khalid Gibran said, there must be separation. There must be separation that you do your thing and he does his thing. But we both agreed that if we had to look at each other because we don't want our kids to take care of us, that we just better keep on keeping on. And that's what we're doing. We're keep on keeping on. But of course, you see, most people go through an exercise phase. We never outgrew ours, but that's another story. Can you invest in you? Oh, Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She's the author of Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. You can check her out on enamm.com. And the book is available at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. I started my own home-based business. You want to start a home-based business, get in touch with me immediately. You don't have to be college educated. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. And you're going, it's a learning curve. You have infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money and believe in yourself. Enough people don't. Did I pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. And don't forget, tomorrow I'll give you the information on the stair climb. Now, can you imagine discovering this? A ship 2,000 years ago that they claim that they found the first computer. Now, how did they know? How did they know? Decoding the first computer, hidden inscriptions offer new clues to the origins and workings of a mysterious astronomical mechanism. After 2,000 years under the sea, 3 flat misshapen pieces of bronze at the National Archaeological Museum in Athens are all shades of green, from emerald to forest. Now, from a distance, they look like rocks with patches of mold. Get closer, though, and the sight is stunning. Crammed inside, obscured by corrosion, are traces of technology that appear utterly modern. Gears with neat triangular teeth, just like the inside of a clock, and a ring divided into degrees, like the protractor you use in school. Nothing else like this has ever been discovered from antiquity. Nothing as sophisticated or even close appears again for more than 1,000 years. And I'm looking at it right now. It is unbelievable. For decades, after divers retrieved these scraps from the Antikytheria wreck from 1900 to 1901, scholars were unable to make the sense of them. The X-ray imaging in the 1970s and the 1990s revealed that the device must have replicated the motions of the heavens. What? In your mind's eye. Can you see that? Holding it in your hands, you could track the paths of the sun, moon, and planets with impressive accuracy. One investigator dubbed it an ancient Greek computer. You know, leave it up to the Greeks. They'd just been everywhere, the Greeks and the Romans. But the X-ray images were difficult to interpret, so mainstream historians ignored the artifact even as it was championed by fringe writers such as Erik von Däniken, who claimed it came from an alien spaceship. Did you hear that? From an alien spaceship? It wasn't until 2006 that Erik captured the broader attention. Now, that year, Mike Edmonds of Cardiff University in Wales and his team published CT scans of the fragments, revealing more details of the inner workings as well as hidden inscriptions and triggering a burst of scholarly research. Oh, dear. The ancient mechanics who captured the cosmos in bronze weren't just modeling astronomical theories, but were also inspiring them. How could? Well, first of all, how do you find a ship? Now, the archaeologist Foley storms, but was driven. Now, beneath a cliff under 180 feet of churning water, are the remains of a ship smashed against rock 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago. Huh. The item retrieved, oh, and they had sponge divers. And they still don't know who exactly made this breathtaking machine. Why? And how did it end up on this doomed ship? Are so many open questions. Studies of the ship and its contents have since concluded that this was a Roman vessel that sailed between 70 and 60 BC, carrying Greek treasures, some of which were centuries old when the ship sank. You're listening to Life with Kathy. Click on the Titanics of the Ancient World and be renewed. Until tomorrow, au revoir.